We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show into the weekend as the Riders host the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Sitting down today with Rough Riders shortstop Franier Chavez ahead of Game 5 of this series. Franier, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the opportunity once again.
So how are you feeling at the plate recently? You know, obviously it's been a good season for the team, a good season for you overall. How have these last few weeks been?
I feel a little off, but I mean, team is doing their job. We're trying to create runs, which is all that matters. I mean, it's a long season when I'm not going to feel great every time, but I mean, the team is picking everybody up, which is the most important thing right now.
August 1st right now, you were so good in June. July was a little bit of a slowdown, but a chance for you to ramp things back up again. What do you feel like the difference has been for you when you felt really on this season versus when you feel a little off right now?
I'm just swinging the strikes, simplify things. I was keeping it simple a month ago. I feel like right now, maybe swinging too much. I gotta pick my pitches, be more selective. I think yesterday which I had a good game. I think that worked a little bit more in my favor.
Is it crazy to you that it's game 100 today already?
I didn't even know, but yeah, I mean, time flies. It's crazy, yeah.
How about at shortstop? How have you felt out there this year? Because obviously now that Caber Rodriguez has gone up to AAA, you've pretty much played shortstop every single day for this team. How have you felt out in the field?
I feel awesome. I feel great. First week, just getting used to it. Once again, I wasn't playing as much shortstop, but I mean, right now I feel confident. I feel comfortable playing that position.
Talking with Franier Chavez here on the Cacique pregame show. You took a couple of days off shortstop this week because Corey Seager was back in town, so you shifted over to second base. What's it like for you, and what does it mean to be able to play next to a guy like Corey Seager?
I mean, it's a privilege, to be honest, to play with a guy like Cody Seager. You know, two times World Series MVP. We get to pick his brain a little bit, and just watching plays is... you always take something out of it.
This week, getting to see him for a couple of games, what's the one thing that you picked from seeing him play?
At the plate, he's so patient. Like, he swings pitches that he knows he can do damage. As you saw, like, when backside bomb, like it was nothing. So that's something to admire right there.
You mentioned to me a couple of days ago how dedicated he is to his routine. We're talking now just after you finished up your defensive routine. What is your kind of day-to-day getting those reps in? What does that mean to you?
I mean, it means everything because that's what gets me ready to perform every day at 7 p.m. I think the routine is the most important thing that you can do to be ready mentally, physically, you know, to avoid mistakes and help the team win.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Riders shortstop Franier Chavez, and we're so grateful to Franier. As always, he's been here all season long for sitting down and talking with us. First pitch is coming up. It's the Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks, Sean Bass, and the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, here on the broadcast on the InTouch Credit Union Riders Baseball Network.